Yeah. All right, I hope I didn't scare you away with that one. Brave Combo from Denton, doing their own unique version of In Heaven There Is No Beer, one I personally like, but I've heard some people don't really care for that version, but hey, different strokes and a little, you know, hey, it's life. You know, you got to take it in stride and try a little bit of everything. So hope you enjoyed that version, or at least maybe thought it was a little bit different. Let's do a rundown real quick of what we heard. Then, like I said, we'll talk a little more about the big polka festival up in Ennis the end of this month. Like I said, started that set off a long time ago with Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman doing My Darling Waltz. And then right after that, we heard the Red Raven Polka. Right after Harry Zarnick, we had the Travelers out of Columbus. A few songs from them, Trumpets and Clarinets Polka, Fairy Tale Waltz, and, of course, Beer Barrel Polka with that little dragnet ending in there. I always like that. That's kind of cool. The Bohemian Dutchman, one of Roy Hogg's many groups out of New Braunfels, a little German, but they also do a lot of Czech music as well. Hofbrauhaus Waltz, a little of that German stuff they do. Red Beer Polka, which is a Czech song, which you heard, of course, heard the German version of that. And then a beautiful waltz called You Can't Be True. Right after the Bohemian Dutchman, we heard our very own Czech Melody Masters. A few songs by our own band. A little Jimmy Heap. Western Swing Time there. One called I Want to Go Where You Go, Then I'll Be Happy. Then a couple of numbers from our CD, Looking for My Sweetheart Waltz. And Corn Cockle Polka. Right after that, our good friends, the Praha Brothers from up in Temple. The Happiness Waltz. Cavalry Soldier or Hussar Polka. And then the beautiful Dreamland. Is that Dream? Dreamboat. I always get those confused. Dreamboat Waltz with that nice accordion intro by Ray Modal on that one. Vrazels just kind of keep heading up closer to Ennis from New Braunfels to Taylor to Temple. Now we're heading up to Buchholz right outside Cameron with the Vrazels. And we heard very early recording one of my favorites, Ustadanki at the Spring Waltz. Really nice guitar version of Barba Polka. And then one of my personal favorites, Path to Moravia Waltz. And then we just wrapped it up there with Brave Combo from Denton. So we kind of overshot Ennis, but come back down to it. Brave Combo and those guys doing Money Can't Buy Everything Polka. Then one you probably recognize, the Westphalia Waltz. And then, like I said, wrapping it up with their own unique version of In Heaven There Is No Beer. So I hope you enjoyed that little look at some of the bands that are going to be performing at Ennis. I've got the schedule right here. I'm going to read it off to you real quick. Like I said, if you've never been, it's definitely an experience. You've got to go. It's just a blast. Starts off Friday night, which would be May 24th, I guess, at the KJT Hall with Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman from 7 until 11 p.m. Then Sunday, man, it hits the ground running and just goes all day long. Four halls. At the KC Hall, you've got Bobby Jones, Czech Band, my old band, from 11:30 to 3:30. Then from 4 to 8, the Travelers from Columbus. And 8:30 to midnight is, of course, Brave Combo. At the Sokol Hall, from 11:30 to 3:30, you got the Doika Brothers from East Bernard and Brenham. 4 to 8, the Praha Brothers, our good buddies, Billy and Michael and all those guys, Russell. And then from 8:30 to midnight, again, is Harry Zarnick. Those guys are going to be busy. The SP Hall, really nice hall. 11:30 to 3:30 is the Vanyak Czech Band out of Sunnyvale, just around Dallas area. 4 to 8 is the Vrazels. And then 8:30 to midnight is the Harvesters, also known as the Czech Harvesters. I'm not sure if that's a permanent name change, but like I said, I've always known them as the Czech Harvesters, but here it just has them listed as Harvesters, but it's the same band. And then last, but certainly not least, at the beautiful KJT Hall, starting things off at 11:30 to 3:30, our very own band, the Czech Melody Masters, and going to follow that up from 4 to 8 with the awesome Czech and Then Some band, so definitely check them out from the hometown of Ennis. And then a little break, and then from 10:30 to midnight is, I think, kind of a local act, Steve Holly, who's kind of the young gun country kind of act. So if you want to do a little boot scooting and a little something different, stick around for the country. You might do that. Otherwise, you might want to head over to one of the other halls to keep your polka thing going. And then wrap it up on Sunday, the KJT Hall. We got the Bohemian Dutchman out of New Braunfels from 11 to 2. 2:30 to 6 is Brave Combo again. And then from 6:30 to 9:30 is Check and Then Some. At the KC Hall, we've got at 10 o'clock in the morning, we've got a polka mass. I'm sure the Vrazels will be leading that. But if you've never been to a polka mass, those are really unique and a lot of fun. And so I definitely invite you all out to the KC Hall if you want to partake in that. And then right after that, from 11:30 to 2:30 is the Vrazels again. And then from 3 to 6, wrapping it up with Praha Brothers. And that's it. That's the whole festival right there. So try to make it out if you can, Ennis. It's just a little bit south of Dallas. It's not too far from probably just about wherever you're at, if you're in the state. So come on out and see everybody. Let's see the admission prices here real quick. Friday, it's $6. Saturday's $10. But like I said, it's just you get a wristband. You can park at one hall, stay there for a while, catch a shuttle, go to any other hall you want. You get in free. You don't have to pay again. And then again on Sunday, it's $6. If you want to get a three-day package, it's $19. Or a two-day package for Saturday and Sunday, it's $14. So you can't beat it. And while you're there, do make sure and save a little money. Eat some of that great Czech food they have. I think just about all the halls have meals there, and they are fantastic, let me tell you. I've eaten there every time I've gone, and you can't beat the food. Just authentic, homemade Czech food, klobasi. You know, those nice old-style potatoes with the onions and a little bit of poppy seed and everything in there, and the green beans, and probably has some roast pork and, you know, awesome kolaches and everything that goes with that, and of course pivo. So, you know, it's just a good thing all the way around. So, like I said, I hope a lot of y'all can make it out there and come by and see us. If not us, go support some of the other bands. We're going to be there all day. I know, especially myself, I know as soon as I get done, I'm going to head over and check out the Praha Brothers, or maybe stick around and check out Check and Then Some for a little bit. But I'll pretty much be there all day at one of the halls checking out somebody, you know, or another. So if you run into me, definitely come up and say hello. I'll be glad to talk to you. And hopefully we'll see you guys out there. So that's our little look at the Ennis Polka Festival. I'm going to get back into the music now. A couple songs, and I'm going to take a break and talk a little more. But a couple songs here by the great Bill Mraz Orchestra. And like I said, I'm going to talk a little bit more about them in a minute, but kind of a little mini tribute to the great Bill Mraz Orchestra out of Houston. Let's go ahead and get back into it with a nice little waltz, one called Blue-Eyed Dolly. Thank you. Alright, there we have the Deer Waltz by the great Bill Mraz Orchestra, and right before that we heard a nice polka called So Long, Darling, and then, like I said, started things off with another waltz, Blue Eyed Dolly, and like I said, doing a little mini tribute to the Bill Mraz Orchestra. I had a special reason for this. Unfortunately, didn't get the show recorded early enough to feature this ahead of time, but just want to let everybody know. Bill Mraz Ballroom is probably by far one of the greatest Czech dance halls ever built in the state of Texas. And it ran for over 50 years, I do believe. I've got all the information at work. I don't have it here with me. But closed down in 1987. And pretty much everybody who was anybody, and even those who weren't, performed there. I mean, every Texas band practically played there one time or another. National acts, Myron Florin, Frankie Yankovic, Romy Goss. A lot, you know, all the Al Grebnick, all the great Nebraska bands came through. That was just the place to go to. And just catered, you know, to people from not just Houston area, but all the communities all over the place. You know, as far as LaGrange and places like that, people would just drive, you know, 50-100 miles. It was no big deal to drive that far to go to Bill Mraz. And like I said, sadly, it closed down in 1987. I was fortunate enough when I was playing with Bobby Jones Orchestra to perform there the past, you know, the last few years of its existence. I think 1983 or 84 was the first year I played there. And I can't remember exactly when. It was either 86 or 87 the last time I played there, but it had definitely undergone a change right there at the end. I think Gene was just, you know, fighting a losing battle and doing you know, whatever they could to try to keep the thing afloat. And I remember the last time I walked in there, I hardly recognized the place. It they had completely redone the floor, put kind of that parquet kind of just tile down, and it had a railing around it. Like if you've been to some of these country bars that have those, it was not the great old Bill Mraz that I had grown up, you know, or at least experienced for, you know, a few years that I got to perform there. And like I said, it closed down in 87, and that was pretty much the end of it until about 3 or 4 years ago when some of Bill's grandkids retained the rights to the ballroom and set about trying to get that thing reopened. I think the main thing they wanted to do, and which they did accomplish eventually, was get it listed in the National Registry of Historical Landmarks, which they finally did, I think, just a couple of years ago. And at least for the past couple of years, Elizabeth Mraz, which is Bill Mraz's granddaughter, and just basically her family and whoever wanted to help, they've been working trying to get that thing back in order. And I know at least a year or two ago, I would get emails from Elizabeth saying that they were going to be out at the hall this weekend. If anybody wanted to stop by, the doors are open. Come on in and just look around, or if you want to help clean up or whatever they were doing, they'd be glad to take the assistance. So they've been working at it for a while, and this year they have finally gotten it back open. And they've had so far three kind of open house celebrations to let people come back in and check the hall out. They had one on Valentine's Day was the first one, I think, and then one on St. Patrick's Day. And then they had one just, in fact, yesterday. I'm recording this on Mother's Day, so they had one yesterday on May 11th. And basically all it is just a free open house. It's potluck. Everybody bring food. They had some musical entertainment. There was some local girl from Houston, I think, yesterday, kind of a country act. But just, you know, just kind of like a big anniversary or reunion or whatever you want to call it, just a big get-together. For anybody that wanted to come out and enjoy the hall. So that it's, like I said, luckily that thing is back open. I think I even did see an ad somewhere saying that the hall was open for bookings. If you wanted to, you know, have a wedding reception or an anniversary or whatever there, I think they're back in business. So you might check it out. Like I said, it's a one of a kind. Can't be beat. I'm looking forward to making it down there sometime when they're going to have something. Hopefully, won't be too long before they'll start having a polka band or two back there again. And I'm looking forward to walking back inside and checking out the old place, because it's definitely one of a kind. But if you're interested in maybe checking out the hall or booking it or anything like that, you can contact Elizabeth Mraz. I think I'm trying to remember her email. If you want it, definitely email. I can get it to you. I'm going to give it here and make I think this is right. I think it's Mraz Oompa at AOL.com, and it's MrazOompa at AOL.com. For some reason, that doesn't work. Oh, excuse me. email me back, and I'll give you the correct one, but I think that's right. So, like I said, if you're interested in any of that, drop Elizabeth an email. I'm sure she'd be glad to hear from you. And like I already mentioned to some of the people on my email list, I have like a 6-page... document. It's Word. If you have Microsoft Word, it's a document file, a Word file that I can send you. If you don't, I can just copy it into an email and send you that. And it's basically the history of the Bill Moraes Ballroom and also the Bill Moraes Orchestra. It's really some fascinating reading. So if anybody would like that, email me, and I'll be glad to send that to you. So let's go ahead and get back into a little more Bill Moraes music here, the band that made the Hall famous and vice versa. Here's another one of my personal favorite waltzes, a beautiful number called Heartless Waltz.
Thank you. sled. So that the lily's there.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, there you go. One of the finest bands ever to grace the state of Texas, Bill Mraz Orchestra, doing the Pick and Peck Polka. And right before that, we heard the Red and White Waltz, the Polish Waltz, Upside Down Polka, and like I said, started that off with the Heartless Waltz. So that's it. That's the show for this month. Haven't actually put it together as I'm recording these little vocal parts. I'm not sure how long it's going to run, but I'm assuming if it's anything like the others, it's going to be a minimum hour and a half. So I hope you've enjoyed the last hour and a half or so. I'm probably going to keep this thing up through June. So there's a chance that maybe some of the people that we met down at or up at Ennis are listening now. And if so, I certainly enjoyed meeting you, even though I haven't met you at the time I'm recording this. But, thanks for stopping by. And thanks for checking out our band. And hopefully we'll talk to you again sometime. So I'm going to wrap up the show now. And if you're on the email list, you already know about this, but I want to let everybody know the next Internet Polka show, which will be for July, is going to be an all-request show. I'm going to let you guys do the show. So it's real easy. Go to the music library. It's right there on the main page for the polka show, not the band page, but if you go to the band page, which is just www.checkpolka.com, and then click on Check Classics Then and Now, then it'll take you to the home page for the radio show. And scroll down a little bit, you'll see Music Library. Click on that. Like I said, it's pretty self-explanatory. Basically, that's all the polka music I have. Actually, there's a few things I haven't recorded yet, but most of it's there. But in celebration of, like I said, if you're on the email list, you know about this. Over the past 10 months, I've been converting all my cassettes and LPs to CD. And I finally finished about a week ago. Took me 10 months to do it. I think I have about 200 CDs that I made. And a lot of those have two or so albums on them. So we're probably talking close to 300 cassettes and LPs all total, 45, 78s, everything. A lot of recording, a lot of converting, and I'm glad to be done with it. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. I've still got about 500 country and rock and pop and everything else LPs, and then I've got all my cassettes. I mean, I'll probably die before I get finished, but in honor of that conversion project being done, like I said, I'm letting you guys pick the show. So go to the library, pick out any song, any artist you want to hear. Send me an email by June 15th, and I will get it on the show. If I get, usually I can feature about 30, 35 songs. So if I get more than that, I may have to select, do it, put them in a hat or something, draw them out. But like I said, just go look at the library and let me know what you want to hear. If you want to hear a particular band, hey, play some Pateks and just all pick something. If you want to hear just a certain song, hey, play Krasna Amerika. I don't care who it's by. Then I'll do that. If you want to hear Krasna Amerika by the Pateks, then I'll do that. You'll be as specific as you want or as general as you want. But like I said, I'm going to let you guys provide the next show. So go look at the library and pick out anything you want, anything you'd like to hear, maybe something you've never heard before or something you haven't heard in a long time, and you'd like to hear it, and I will play it for you. So this will be a little unique thing here. So like I said, get those requests into me by June 15th, and I will have them on the July Polka Show. So till next time, everybody take care. Come see us when you can. Dates are starting to pick up now. We got full weekend this coming weekend. Going to be at the Taylor SP on Friday night, May the 17th, and over in Pflugerville for the Deutschenfest, our annual event over there from 2:30 to 5 under the gazebo. And then, like I said, next weekend, the 25th, the biggie over in Ennis. And then a little break off. I'm actually going to be on vacation the first week in June. I'm actually going to jet over to beautiful, hot, muggy New Orleans. So looking forward to that. Haven't been there in about 10 years, and I'm my wife and I are dying to get back and actually get to take our kids this time. So going to be out of pocket for about a week, so if you email me, I may not get back to you for a little bit. But don't discourage, I will. and then come right back as soon as I get back from vacation. We're going to be playing over in Elgin at the SP Hall on June 9th. And then I think on June 21st, we're back at Taylor again. And then that's going to do it for a while, till the end of July, and I think, which is actually good, because that's going to give us a chance to have a little practice. And about that time, we're going to be recording a new album. So hopefully by August or September, that thing will be ready to go. So start thinking about that, and we'll have that out for you before you know it. So I'm going to get on out of here, like I said. Next time, I'll request shows. So get those requests into me. I'll start you off. Here's one I wanted to hear. Great number, great band, one you don't hear much. Kind of a long-lost band, but they're really good. And we're kind of grown to like them, and I think you will, too, out of Hallettsville. It's the Hub City. No, they're not. Are they Hallettsville or Yoakum? I can't remember. I think they might actually be out of Yoakum. I'll have to go check the LP and see. But the Hub City Dutchman from down in Lavaca County, doing one of my all-time favorites, a Black Crow polka. So until next time, everybody take care. Come see us when you can. Get those requests in, and we'll see you in July. So everybody be careful, take care, and we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.